Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 7.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We ask everyone to please silence their electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Turner. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Turner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with thankful hearts of praise for you. We thank you that you are our Savior, our Comforter, our Healer, and our Friend. We thank you that for the opportunity and honor to serve our districts, our neighbors, our families, and friends as we are part of a great state of North Carolina. For you have placed us here for such a time as this. Guide us to make decisions according to your plan for us. Lord, we ask your forgiveness for anything that we've done to separate us from you, for you are a just and merciful God, ready to forgive. Protect us from evil. Help us to turn to you in our time of need. Hear us and deliver us. Bless those who serve in our military, who stand between us and those who would bring us harm. Bless our law enforcement, along with those who respond to emergencies on our behalf. Keep our eyes on you, Lord. Guide us and direct us in your path, that we might be strong and courageous in our calling. Bless and protect our families. Thank you for your traveling mercies as we return to them. We lift our hearts to you in praise and thanksgiving. These things I pray in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 6th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for February 6th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. We have with us our nurse of the day, Alyssa Brody from Cary. Ms. Brody, thank you for being with us. Please join me in welcoming our nurse with us. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. The clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143B-293.2, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina Oil and Gas Commission and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Mr. W. Hugh Bailey, of Wake County, licensed attorney with experience in legal matters associated with oil and gas exploration. Dr. William Vizuet, of Orange County, experience in matters related to public health. I am grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is their biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Matters referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. A couple of gallery recognitions I want to make. On behalf of a gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Vicki Kidwell, April Kidwell, Tanya Baker Nelson, Paula Garner, and Sunny Nelson. Where are y'all? We'd like to welcome y'all for being with us. Up here on the right, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it. And on motion of the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Vidya Torbett in the back. Vidya, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Strickland, White, and Bale, House Bill 26, School Calendar Flexibility, Johnston County.
That bill is referred to the Committee on Education, K-12, with favorable rules, counter, and operations of the House. So we're going to suspend with that just a moment and take care of a ratification. Ratification bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 7, an act to appoint persons to the State Ethics Commission upon the recommendation of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Chapter bills will be noted. We'll resume with introductions of bills and resolutions.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 27, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain Systems.
Education K-12, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Speciale, and Presnell, House Bill 28, prohibit abortions after 13 weeks.
Judiciary, if favorable, Health, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Bowles, Belk, Carson Smith, and Richardson, House Bill 29, Standing Up for Rape Victims Act of 2019.
Judiciary, if favorable, Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety Committee, favorable appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 30, Official State Frozen Treat.
Calendar, strike. State and local government, if favorable, Health, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Black, Morey, Reeves, Hawkins, House Bill 31, allow Durham Public School to provide housing.
Education K-12, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, commerce, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Davis, House Bill 32, collaborative law.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Davis, House Bill 33, adjust general statutes commission membership.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 34, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education K-12, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Cleveland, Shepherd, and Dixon, House Bill 35, Additional Judges, Onslow Jones and Dublin and Sampson.
Judiciary, if favorable, Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety, favorable appropriations, and if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Rydell, White, Torbett, Brian Turner, House Bill 37, Child Sex Abuse, Extend Statutes of Limitations.
Refer to the Judicial Subcommittee on Criminal Matters, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. I'm not going to call our pages back forward. I see y'all, several of them are you stand. I would ask the pages to please stand wherever you are. I know this was a short week, and the reason it's so short, this is at the beginning of session, this is this is mainly bill filing, members, kind of going through the process of vetting those, and then the committees are really going to get rolling here next week, and then even more votes. So, you didn't see a lot of the floor action, you saw a little bit, but I got good report that you guys all did a great job this week, and I'd ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking our pages for the good work they did for us this week. And for planning purposes, members, mentioned this yesterday, but I want to just remind members, we will not have a vote Monday night, but it is a ceremonial session. It's a very special occasion for the House where we honor the Boy Scouts of America. They'll be here, and would ask members to please be present for that. And I do expect that we'll be having votes next week, though, as well as a pretty robust committee schedule. So should be a busy week ahead of us. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
I'd like to ask Representative Torbett a question.
Gentleman from Gaston yield? He yields.
Absolutely. I was wondering, sir, if you're going to supply to the members evidence to support your bill.
If need be to get passage, yes, sir. That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. May I do a point of personal privilege,
gentleman's
sir?
Recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thanks, sir. I checked in with Burt Jones this morning and see how he's doing. He got back to me, let me know he's home, and they're doing therapy to try to strengthen his heart. And I'm still kind of concerned because he said his heart function is about 30 to 35%. So we wanted a lot better than that, so please pray for him. Thank you.
And just this is known, but I want to make sure I announce on the floor. Yesterday we passed a resolution on State of the State for January 18th. The governor has requested January 25th, and so we're going to honor that request. So the resolution we sent over to the Senate, they're going to amend it and send it back and change it to January 25th for State of the State for your planning purposes. For what purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A lot's already been said about House Bill 30 that was read into the floor today about the official state frozen treat. I just wanted to tell you and announce to you that this is a creation of Ms. Connor's fourth grade class at Gaston Day. And they are listening in today, and they are following this bill through the process. And I'm just thrilled and happy, along with that class, to be just a small part of that as it moves through the process. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I rise for a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to recognize my granddaughter, who recently celebrated her 16th birthday, Miss April Kidwell.
Very well. Happy birthday. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 11th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.